Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We first detected the fungus that causes white nose syndrome in Texas in 2017 up in the panhandle in six counties. And then last year, we were upset to learn that it had spread down to central Texas. And we found it in two counties down in central Texas, just north of San Antonio, kind of between San Antonio and Austin. This year, it has spread to 11 additional counties throughout central, east, part of south, and starting to move west throughout the state. But we're concerned to see how fast it's spreading. The good news is that right now we are only seeing the fungus that causes the disease in bats. We have not seen any signs of the disease itself. It usually takes a few years after the initial detection of the fungus before you actually see the disease manifest, because the fungal levels have to reach a high enough point to start causing disease. One other little caveat is that this is a disease, this fungus causes a disease in bats. It came likely from Europe and was first introduced in New York State in 2007, I guess, the beginning of 2007, and has spread throughout the eastern part of the United States. It is not known to cause any harm to people or anything or any other animals, only bats.
And what does it do to the bats?
So it kills bats while they're hibernating by causing them to arouse. So it's essentially like a fungus growing on their skin, kind of eating away at their wing tissues and the tissues on their, you know, on their skin, and it wakes them up when they're hibernating. And if you're a little animal that is 5 to 10 grams, and you're trying to sleep all winter long without using up all of your energy, then you have to be perfectly still, and they lower their body temperature, they slow their heart rate way down. Every time they have to warm up their body to preen and to clean the fungus off, it causes them to lose calories. And by these repeated arousals throughout the winter, they eventually end up starving. So the short way of saying that is the fungus causes bats to repeatedly wake up during the wintertime and depletes their fat reserves and ends up causing bats to starve during the winter when they're hibernating. Now, the good thing is that not all bats hibernate. And so in Texas, we believe it's probably under 10 species of bats that have a chance of being impacted by this disease. And we have 33 species that have been detected in the state. And the iconic Mexican free-tailed bat that is known from big viewing sites like Congress Avenue Bridge in Austin or the Wall Street Bridge in Houston or the Bracken Bat Cave or Old Tunnel State Park, this species of bat is likely to be unaffected by the disease.
Are there any treatments for white nose syndrome in bats?
There are a number of different treatments that are under development. They're mostly experimental and have yet to be really applied on a large scale. Texas Parks and Wildlife is working to do some experimental treatments, cleaning out some culvert systems in East Texas to prevent the fungus from getting established there. And that work is slated to begin this summer. And the idea is just to prevent the fungus from getting established in these areas and to treat bats there as the fungus is sort of arriving, to hopefully buy them some time for a more permanent solution to come around.
And bats are really important for our environment, right?
Absolutely. And not just our environment, but also our economy. It's been estimated that bats provide billions of dollars in reduced pesticide costs and reduced crop damage to Texas farmers alone. And nationwide, that number goes up to $40 to $50 billion. So bats are really, really important, and we're really hoping that we can find some way to make sure that this disease, it doesn't spell extinction for any species that we have. But there certainly is some concern that some species might be threatened with extinction as a result of this disease. It's a very severe disease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.